I shall ask God mercifully to protect us. Then I shall fumigate, help purify the air, administer medicine and take it. I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed, in order not to be contaminated, and thus perchance inflict and pollute others, and so cause their death as a result of my negligence. If God should wish to take me, he will surely find me, and I have done what he has expected of me, and so I am not responsible for either my own death or the death of others. If my neighbor needs me, however, I shall not avoid place or person, but will go freely, as stated above. See, this is such a God-fearing faith, because it is neither brash nor foolhardy, and does not tempt God. Martin Luther, Whether One May Flee from a Deadly Plague. Martin Luther penned this message in a letter to his friend, Reverend Dr. John Hess, during the bubonic plague. Today, his wise words still apply as our nation, and even greater our world, has been struck with fear from the coronavirus. People are sick and some are dying. The government tells us that no gatherings of more than 3 people are allowed and to social distance ourselves if we must leave the house. Schools are closed and parents are suddenly homeschooling, some while they work full time and others must take leave to stay home with their children. As a fellow parent, we are confined to our homes with hungry, savage little humans. When we leave the room, they raid the pantry and claw at the door to go see their friends. They haven't changed out of their pajamas in days, and neither have we. And we can't remember the last time we bathed them, let alone ourselves. Okay, maybe we aren't there yet, thank God. But needless to say, we're struggling with this social distancing thing for our children's sake and our own sanity. In all seriousness, we see empty parking lots due to stores closing, leaving people out of work temporarily or indefinitely. We see grocery stores with empty shelves, no bread, meat, or toilet paper. The number of those infected and the death toll rises daily. And we don't know what tomorrow, next week, or next month holds for our health, finances, or family. We are in a place of complete uncertainty. We might not know what our bank account will look like next month, when we'll find toilet paper again, or even if we'll contract the virus. But the one solid truth that remains is this: Christ is still on his throne, Hebrews 4:16. He hasn't left, he still reigns, he is not surprised by this pandemic, or frankly, any uncertainty we face. Before the foundation of the earth, God knew. While I'm crying over the stress of how I'm going to homeschool my daughter, work full-time as a therapist, and keep my house somewhat clean, another mom at my daughter's school just found out her 7-year-old son has cancer. 2 days prior, they were enjoying the happiest place on earth, Disney World. And now, she's watching him fight for his life. She doesn't care about toilet paper, school assignments, or the latest quarantine update. She cares about her son's vitals, his pain level, and whether or not he will walk into second grade next fall. Perspective is everything, especially when death and damnation are on the line. A virus is taking over the world, and for many, we're uncomfortable with our daily lives being disrupted. Yes, it's change. Yes, it's a struggle. Yes, it's okay to grieve. I won't negate the fact that there are people who are hungry, in financial turmoil, sick, and dying. We're all in the midst of the uncertainty, but we can choose daily to rest in the truth that the one true King reigns, not the government or doctors, but the God of the universe, who is sovereign and holds the whole world in his mighty hands. Romans 13:1. We need to take a deep breath to recenter ourselves and remember to rest in the peace that God is in control. He loves and deeply cares about each one of us. Matthew 6:25-34. We don't need to hoard toilet paper, ground beef, or water. We can be smart by purchasing extra, but that doesn't mean we need to buy out Costco in fear. When we live in a place of fear, we have no room for faith. Rather than be anxious about tomorrow, we can remind ourselves of the way God has provided for not only us, but humanity in the past. I challenge you to search the scriptures for passages of God's provision. The story of Abraham in Genesis 22 is one of the most well-known examples of walking by faith in scripture. God asks Abraham to give up his only son, but in those final moments, God provides a ram in Isaac's place. Abraham renamed that place, "The Lord will provide," and God has continued to do so, including the greatest sacrifice of all time, his only son, Jesus, John 3:16. For God is our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. More importantly than our physical needs, which God cares for, are our eternal needs, or rather, our eternal destination. It's a fact. There is famine, sickness, and death because we live in a sinful, fallen world. But God provided an ultimate way. Better than a cure for COVID-19 or cancer, better than an end to world hunger, better than world peace, God has given us the gift of eternal salvation. In these challenging circumstances, He is calling us to refocus our days and lives from that which can distract us, sports, entertainment, money, busyness, to a focus which holds an eternal purpose. God has given us an opportunity to slow down, turn our eyes to Him, and show hope in the midst of this valley called COVID-19. If our eyes are set on the things of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:12, He will guide us in how to be His hands and feet. We can show a troubled world that He is the door of eternal hope. How can we be the church in this valley of trouble? In what ways can we be the hands of Jesus in this world of quarantine and isolation? First and foremost, we must follow all government rules and regulations. We must use common sense when we leave our homes while trusting in God's sovereignty and protection. In situations that require us to leave, whether we are essential personnel, there is a family emergency, or we have a friend in dire need, we must take the necessary safety precautions while we are also being willing to lay our lives for the sake of others. 1 John 3:16. As Christians, it is especially important to consider how we respond to COVID-19. Are we handling it in a state of unrest or in peace, with complaints or gratitude, grounded in security or uncertainty? If we're following Jesus, when the world looks at us, it should see Him. Let us be a picture that points back to His love and grace and leads others to the best cure of all, salvation. Through all the sickness, financial strain, and struggle, let's all the more glorify God our Father. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Here's my take on Martin Luther's quote as it applies to our current coronavirus situation. I will ask God to protect us. Then I will wash my hands for 30 seconds, sanitize surfaces, diffuse essential oils, give supplements to my family, and take them myself. I will follow social distancing rules, not go where not necessary, in order to not become contaminated and spread it to others, and therefore cause their death as a result of my own negligence. If, in the end, I do die, I will have honored the Lord and others with my actions. If my neighbor needs me, however, I will provide what I can via virtual means, and if necessary, go safely as I stated above, with appropriate social distancing and sanitary measures. This kind of faith is God-fearing because it is neither ignorant nor selfish and does not tempt God. May we be guided by our faith and shine as a light for Jesus during these difficult times.